So it started off actually at a fairly young age, and I've always liked pottery as a medium for art. I was never a good drawer, and I just like how you could create things that are very abstract, and you could actually touch it and feel it. So it's that bridging of something that's pragmatic and yet artistic always fascinated me. So I took a lot of pottery throughout elementary, junior high school, and high school. I actually took quite a few classes in high school, and when I was in college, our dorm had a studio in the basement, and I could take courses, pottery classes for non-art majors, and I would just kind of go downstairs and work through the night, and learned how to manage the studio, do firings, and mix up glazes, all that. So that was a great time, and that's when a lot of the abstract pieces started to kind of formulate my mind. I still have a bunch of pieces from way back then, and very similar motif to kind of what I'm doing right now. And then during medical school and residency, had to kind of give it a break. And then spent 3 years in private practice in California, and I was just really focused on work there. But then when I moved to Boulder in 2004 or 2005, didn't know anybody here. It was kind of lonely. And then I heard about this the pottery classes being offered at the Boulder Pottery Lab, and sign up for those, and that was just a great time. Met some great artists, really inspirational people, and that's when I started playing around with these modular tea sets. And the first idea came from just kind of a lonely night in which I wasn't doing anything. I just started sketching, and started off as just a sort of a cheese wheel, and I just basically cut a couple lines across it, and that was like the first modular teapot. The bigger piece was the teapot, and the other smaller pieces were the cup. So I went to the studio, made that, and got some good feedback, and that then was a springboard to the other designs. And then I ended up getting the studio in North Boulder with a couple of other potters, and just been working away. One reason I started making these pieces with molds and away, getting away from hand building. Obviously, with a mold, it allows you to make more pieces fairly quickly and very precisely. But I really want to do something for a hospital that I had volunteered at in Borneo. It's a small jungle hospital. I've been there about 5 times just doing cases. And they have a fund for indigent patients. It's in Indonesia, they're health insurance really only covers very basic needs, and if you have any big operations, for example, you're on a waiting list pretty much forever, and a lot of people will die on that waiting list. So if you really need urgent care, so you have a cancer that needs to be removed, you got to be able to pay for it. So this fund will really help people to pay for their needs. And so my intention is that any profits I make from these pottery pieces would go to that fund. And so it's still haven't made very much money yet, but it allows gives me a little bit, additional purpose. So
And you talked about your day job and how that relates
yeah.
to
So
surgeries.
yeah, I work as a general surgeon, which is mostly intestinal surgery, colon, gallbladder, appendix, anything underneath the diaphragm and above the pelvis. It also involves breast surgery, breast cancers, and some vascular surgery. But I think the pottery has been really complementary in several ways. It's an amazing stress reliever. After a kind of a rough day, it's really nice going to this totally different environment and getting your hands dirty, turning on the music, and just doing something which no one's going to get harmed. And if something doesn't turn out well, you can just kind of put it back in the recycling bucket and start all over again. But so it's been a big stress reliever, but it's also been, I think, really complementary in terms of developing, for example, surgical skills. A lot of the moves you make using pottery and, for example, putting blood vessels together are very similar, a lot of very similar kind of fine movements. And when I'm joining, say, one piece, like a handle onto the body of a teapot, and smoothing that together, it's very, very similar moves. So I think it really helps hone my skills. And sometimes when I'm actually operating, my mind is going back to the studio. And so I think there's just a lot of crossover with those skills. It's really made me into, I think, an improved surgeon. In some ways, I think pottery is a bit more difficult than surgery. With pottery, however you leave the piece, that's how it's going to be. It's not going to change. And so if there's any imperfections, those imperfections will stay. When it comes to surgery, amazingly, the body fixes itself. You can just create, you can do an operation, say you put two pieces of intestines together, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just okay. The body will kind of smooth over or allow the irregularities and fix itself and really turn itself into back to normal, kind of without really you having to be perfect. So there's a lot of leeway in surgery that you just don't get with the visual arts. And I think we talked about if I was for example like a professor or had to train residents, I would really require them to take some kind of visual arts course. I think it would just allow them to understand that crossover between visual arts and the healthcare sciences. With the visual arts, I think you pick up on things, you see things that we're not trained to see as surgeons. As surgery, you think a lot about the science, you think about molecules, you think about interacting with patients, but some of the real details with putting tissues together and looking for abnormalities, I think those visual cues you can actually develop when painting or doing sculpture or woodwork. So I would really want my students to do that. And
that's fantastic. Remember what else we talked about? I think that was about it.
Okay.
Sorry to do that twice.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think I might have not said certain things, but cool.
That's all right. Thanks.
Oh, you're great.